Welcome to your A-Level Biology Revision Podcast. Today, we are tackling a major topic, energy transfers in and between organisms. This is a core part of the specification, often carrying heavy marks in synoptic essays and data analysis questions. Let's break it down so you can maximize your marks. First, let's talk about the big picture. Energy enters most ecosystems as sunlight, captured by plants through photosynthesis. But here is the crucial part. Examiners want you to know, not all of that solar energy is used. A significant amount is reflected, transmitted through the leaf, or is simply the wrong wavelength for chlorophyll to absorb. Of the energy that is absorbed, some is lost as heat during the metabolic processes of the plant. This leaves us with gross primary production, or GPP. GPP is the total chemical energy stored in plant biomass in a given area or volume. But the plant has to survive, so it uses some of this energy for its own respiration. What's left over is the net primary production, or NPP. The formula you absolutely must memorize is NPP equals GPP minus R, where R is respiratory losses. NPP is the energy available to the next trophic level, the herbivores, or primary consumers. Now, let's follow that energy to the consumers. When a rabbit eats the grass, it doesn't get all the NPP. Why? Because not all parts of the plant are eaten or digestible. Think of roots or tough cellulose. The energy from indigestible parts is lost in feces. Furthermore, the rabbit loses a lot of energy as heat from respiration, especially since mammals are endotherms maintaining a high body temperature. Energy is also lost in urine. So the net production of consumers, let's call it N, is calculated as I minus the sum of F plus R. Here, I is the chemical energy stored in ingested food, F is energy lost in feces and urine, and R is energy lost in respiration. This massive energy loss at each stage, often 90%, is why food chains rarely have more than 4 or 5 trophic levels. There simply isn't enough energy left to support higher order predators. Examiners love to test your understanding of farming practices in this context. How do farmers maximize production? By reducing energy losses. They might restrict the movement of livestock, keeping them in pens to reduce energy lost through muscle contraction. They might keep the environment warm, reducing the energy animals spend generating body heat. They also exclude predators and use simplified food webs, like monocultures, to ensure maximum energy flows to the desired crop or animal. While effective for yield, always be prepared to evaluate the ethical and environmental implications of these practices, such as reduced biodiversity or animal welfare concerns. Let's move on to some exam tips. A common pitfall is confusing GPP and NPP. Remember, gross is the total, net is what's left after respiration. Also, when asked to calculate efficiency of energy transfer, it's the energy available after the transfer divided by the energy available before the transfer, multiplied by 100. Always check your units. If the question gives you kilojoules per square meter per year, your answer must reflect that rate. Time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a second, and then give the answer. Question 1. What is the equation for net primary production? Answer. NPP equals GPPR. Question 2. Give 2 reasons why a caterpillar does not absorb all the energy from the leaf it eats. Answer. Not all of the leaf is eaten, and some parts are indigestible and lost in feces. Question 3. How do farmers increase the net production of their livestock? Answer. By restricting movement and keeping the environment warm to reduce respiratory losses. To summarize, energy flows through ecosystems, starting with photosynthesis. It is constantly lost as heat due to respiration and in feces and urine. Understanding the formulas for NPP and consumer net production and how farming practices manipulate these is key to securing those top grades. Keep practicing those calculations and remember to always show you're working. Good luck with your revision and see you in the next episode.